The tanker Renda and the Coast Guard cutter Healy are 115 miles south-southwest of Nome after beginning their return journey through the ice 2 days ago. Ice conditions have been easier when compared to their initial trip north, but the ships are not yet halfway. They still have more than 300 miles of ice to go.
They're still a long ways from the ice edge, but the ice edge is moving south, so it's moving away from them too.
That's Kathleen Cole, the sea ice program leader with the National Weather Service. She says the ice has continued to expand in the days since the ships first traveled through it. The ice grew by 60 miles during their week-long anchor in Nome and could grow by another 60 to 90 miles over the next 10 days. Guiding the Renda through the ice is an experienced Russian captain who says this kind of fuel delivery mission is no big deal in his home country. KNOM's Matthew Smith has the story.
Kapitan Sergei Stepanovich, Kapitan Tankera Renda.
You're hearing Sergei Stepanovich Kaputov, the captain of the Russian ice-class tanker Renda. He's 29 years old, tall and with a stoic face that threatens to bloom into a smile as he talks. He's worked with Rimsko, Renda's owner and an operator of a small fleet of ships out of Vladivostok, for more than 4 years, navigating icy waters and performing Arctic deliveries in the Russian Far East. In fact, after asking why he's on the Renda, and after a little gentle prodding from our interpreter, he admits that he's one of Rimsko's most seasoned ice navigators.
For almost 4 years, I'm participating in deliveries in the Arctic.
That interpreter is Mikhail Shestakov, the supply and logistics manager with Vitus Marine, the company that chartered the Renda for fuel delivery. Mikhail has been aboard the Renda since Dutch Harbor and acted as an interpreter for Captain Kaputov along the way. Despite his accomplishments, though, the captain is humble. He was a little reluctant to be interviewed, and he says himself that he's not one for speeches.
I'm not a very good talker. I don't know how to make speeches. I'm just working and do what I'm supposed to do and what I utilize in my experience. That's it.
Kaputov was the captain of the Renda for a mere 6 hours before it set off from Vladivostok on its journey to Korea, Japan, across the northern Pacific to Dutch Harbor, and on through almost 400 miles of ice to Nome. When asked how it feels to be a part of Nome's first winter fuel delivery, he simply shrugs.
If you consider this as a normal work, what they do, that's a regular job, nothing extraordinary.
He says he didn't know much about Nome before the trip. His wife was able to give him a little bit of background.
My wife told me about the animated movie Balto. And then Mikhail told me that movie is about Nome.
When talking about the journey, Kaputov again seems nonplussed. Ice deliveries in Russia, he says, go on throughout the winter. They're nothing extraordinary. They're simply a way of life.
For an example, every year there are goods delivered to Magadan. Over entire winter. Delivery made over entire winter.
Туда доставляется не только топливо, но и снабжение пароходами.
Not just fuel, but regular supplies.
И расстояние.
And the distance through the ice is pretty much the same across the Sea of Ochotsk, entire Sea of Ochotsk. It's solid frozen.
He emphasizes the need for an experienced crew when navigating the ice. The sea, he says with a slight smile, the sea doesn't like mistakes. With few icebreakers available in the United States, Kaputov says it's almost impossible for even experienced mariners to become familiar with navigating in the ice. And that, Kaputov says, is the true lesson he learned during the course of his delivery to Nome.
One lesson I learned, and then my suggestion, the United States needs at least one real icebreaker.
The media interest generated by his journey almost puzzles him, but again he shrugs. This kind of operation, he says, just isn't news in Russia.
Yeah, it's just common in Russia, so nothing extraordinary.
After learning how to work together on the way in, Kaputov says he expects the ride out of Nome and back south to the ice edge with the Healy to be much easier. He says he wants to tell his wife a story about Nome, one that doesn't involve Balto. I'm Matthew Smith.